beautiful words. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. God's peace. What is that peace? Well, it's not an absence of sound, or an absence of noise, or anything like that. But it is like, it's a fulfillment. It's a being at one with ourselves, at one with one another, and at one with the Lord. There wasn't much peace last weekend when the near unthinkable almost happened. The United Kingdom nearly won the Eurovision Song Contest. Decades of Nîmes and the bottom of the scoreboard were transformed. Our entry, Sam Ryder, topped the professional judges' board, but quite understandably the wave of public support swept Ukraine to the winning spot. And I have to say it was Ukraine for whom the rectory voted for in the dial-up poll. Who should have told you who we voted for? What has been totally refreshing for me, though, is the way Sam Ryder, who is the person who sung our song, has conducted himself in it all. When asked on Radio 4 Today programme on Monday morning, and he seemed to be overjoyed just to be on the Radio 4 Today programme, he could say, I can't believe I'm on Radio 4. But what he said, he was asked what it was like backstage and in the green room. And he said that it was like being in church. He said there was so much joy and understanding and respect and love for one another. It was like being in church. Wow, I thought to myself. I wonder how often church has been described like that, particularly recently. And particularly by a singer, influencer, and TikTok sensation like Sam Ryder. What we forget in all the camp and glitz and sequins, and let's face it, amazing lighting effects and staging. How do they do that? Anyway, of Eurovision is why Eurovision came about in the first place. Eurovision was part of the move in post-Second World War Europe to bring down the barriers that divided people and countries so that nation would no longer take up arms against another nation, as the prophet Isaiah said would usher in a new age some thousands of years earlier. Without boundaries, without divisions, the people of Europe would understand each other and respect one another and live in peace. I leave you to decide at this moment where that dream lies now. In our passage from St. John's Gospel this morning, Jesus knows that the end is fast approaching, and he also knows that his disciples sense that things are changing, and they are worried about it. So Jesus tries to prepare them for the future. He speaks about what he wants the disciples to remember and do when he is gone. The words he speaks are to provide comfort and encouragement for the future. And the gift that Jesus is giving to the disciples, the gift that Jesus is giving to the world, past, present, and future, is the gift of peace. The church is to be a spirit-filled community. And the result of that is that they should work with one another to heal divisions and settle disagreements and to continue Jesus' work of bringing peace to all people, to everyone. Peace with no boundaries. Right now, as we all know, boundaries and borders are something that are exercising leaders across Europe, Northern Ireland, Kent Coast, and of course the awful war and things that are happening in Ukraine. But there are other boundaries too in life, and there are other boundaries much closer to home. Boundaries and borders and walls that divide people from one another. We're often aware of divisions in our society, in our life, and in the churches too, where there is anxiety between different denominations on occasions, and let's face it, anxiety within the same denomination altogether, between different churches and within the same church. People who think that there is only one way of doing or being a church. We all have our preferences, of course we do, that's natural. We all like or prefer certain formats and hymns and prayers and ways of doing things. That's to be expected. But we are to be one body, united in the peace and love of God. The work of the Spirit is to transform us, to make us that one body, and hence to heal divisions that may occur. There was much to unsettle and divide the early church. From the Acts reading today, which Leslie read much better than I read it at 8 o'clock, Leslie, I have to say, I got completely tongue-tied with the place names, so thank you for that. But we see from those place names that the word was going out to all people, and people were coming forward to the church, coming, like Lydia, to come forward and her household, to be baptized. They were received with open arms. They were from different towns, different countries, different backgrounds, different genders, but they knew they were all loved by God, and they were all transformed by receiving His peace. Differences, divisions vanished. Diversity is something to be heralded, not feared. That's what the apostles learned at the beginning, that the new way that they were on was for all, not just for the chosen few. Jesus' peace has been given and continues to be given to all. It is available to everyone who wants to receive it. The disciples were sent out to take peace of Christ to the world, but first they had to concentrate to make peace between themselves. Otherwise, they would have faltered and become divided at the first hurdle. So the same Spirit that Jesus gave to the disciples remains with us today, working with us to keep Christ alive in our lives and urging us to bring His gifts to the world. The Spirit is with us. The Spirit is with us now. So this Sunday and every day, let us thank God for showing us our responsibility to all peoples. May He, by His Spirit, direct us to acknowledge where our duties and ministries lie. In our parish, there's going to be two courses. The first one in June is going to be our Vision Day, when we're going to be thinking about what our vision of open hospitality to all people really means, and really means to us. And in July, we're doing a course from the Church of England, Living in Love and Faith. And that course is all about diversity and acknowledging diversity and welcoming diversity into our worshipping communities. If you can, please attend these two courses. They are very, very important to us and to our discipleship. And when we do think about our discipleship, we do pray about it, and we pray that the Spirit will show us where the boundaries are and where they need to be removed. May the Spirit light up our hearts and minds so that as God's people we're able to live in peace with God and with one another, to be the church of joy, understanding, respect and love that Sam spoke about as his ideal church, as his ideal environment. And it comes when we truly abide in Christ's peace, a peace that has no borders. Amen.